same herbal product, all at different prices. You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest isn't with us. So I'm going to share my thoughts with you, and it's open line. We welcome your calls at 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But I want to warn you, and I hope that you will begin to warn others, we're going to war. It's not a matter of if. It is a matter of when we're going to war and how this is going to affect us, but it's going to be a terrible war, and I fear that millions of Americans are going to die before the dust settles on the upcoming conflict. Now, how do I know? How can I say with any assuredness? I mean, am I a prophet? No, I'm not a prophet. I'm an observer. I've been studying this for well over 50 years, and the first thing I can tell you is that if you are the average American, most of what you know and believe and think isn't true. Why? Because the media in America is rigidly controlled by six major corporations. They control 90% of the media outlets. As a result, they control largely what the American people read, see, and hear, and what the American people believe. Those corporations are, at the present time, certainly the AOL Time Warner, Bertelsmann, a German corporation, Wirecom, that controls CBS, Disney, that controls ABC, Comcast, that controls NBC, and Murdoch, who controls the London Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Fox. And you get the impression you're hearing both sides, and of course you're not hearing both sides. It's all a put-on. Why is that? Well, there's a very small group of people, wicked and evil people, who actually control both political parties. They want you to believe there's a conflict between the Republicans and the Democrats, between the right and the left, the conservatives and liberals, but they control both sides. Not that we don't have good, certainly conservative, God-fearing people in Washington, D.C. There's just not enough of them. And so many of the others are wonderful actors, and they pretend to be involved in this right-left struggle, but it isn't true. And they control the six major banks. They control over 67% of our financial assets. That's J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, the Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. And because of that, because they control these banks, the banks can simply create money. They have loan money to the major corporations, so they control almost all of the major 400 corporations in the United States. As a result of that, of course, they are able to control our education. They work with a great tax-exempt foundation. And they put the people into key positions in the educational system. And if you don't go along with their system, you don't get a job. They've infiltrated our churches, our seminaries, and the people will say, well, you know, they're that powerful. Why haven't they taken over? And the answer is very simple. Well, basically, They have taken over. They are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity and the moral fabric of this nation, because they hate the God of the Bible and they hate righteousness. Well, it's open lines, and I invite your call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I'm sorry, I'm giving you the wrong number. 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But I opened the Sunday program by saying we were going to war with Russia. And basically, how can I make that statement? Well, I simply read the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal is no longer a conservative publication. It is sold recently to Rupert Murdoch. And Rupert Murdoch certainly is one of the spokesmen of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And in an editorial on the 22nd of July, they said this. And of course, they're talking about the downing of the Malaysian plane. The downing of the Malaysian plane certainly was done as a prelude to war. How soon the war is coming could be a matter of months, could be a matter of years. But this will be one of the things that's been utilized to justify the coming war. And this is what the editorial says. Before the downing of Malaysian airliner passenger jet Thursday, much of the world chose to turn away from Russia's crime. And the lies in the Ukraine, better not to look unless you have to do something. But there's no longer plausible deniability about the nature of the Putin regime. Now the question is whether we'll see a change in the world approach to Russia, nowhere more so than by its largest business partners in the European Union. So basically, what they're trying to do is suddenly get Europe to move against Russia and stop trading with Russia. This is a prelude to World War III. Well, we have a caller, and again, our number is 877-254-7524. Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's Maureen in Colorado.
Hi, Maureen. Always good to hear from you. Do you have a question or comment?
Thank you so much for your welcoming tone. I do want to thank you once again, as I always do, for all the contribution you have made to American liberty. It's wonderful. I have several things I'd like to speak with you today, if I may, and that is that I ordered your book, Brotherhood of Darkness, some time ago from you, and you may wonder what the result of all that is. Well, I have not yet distributed them, but I am very carefully and prayerfully planning the distribution to some other broadcasters here on another station who are liberty-minded, and actually, I hate to say this in public, but they don't know anything about the New World Order. They don't know anything about I'm just going to go ahead and say it. They've been brainwashed by the Republican Party. They've been totally taken in. And they think the Republican Party is our salvation. I'm going to let them know that it is not. So I hope this will be an encouragement to you for all you've done. And also I'd like to say that there is a new threat to liberty. I don't say it's new. I just say it's new to me, and that is...
Hold on, thought. Hold on, thought. We'll be back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The staff and families at Grace Cafe recognize and salute the men and women in uniform standing tall for our political and economic freedom. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their effort abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. That's from Grace Cafe in Ault, where they say, if you're barely hungry or hungry as a bear, stop in. That's Grace Cafe at 200 East 1st Street in Ault, a great place for great food, offering a 10% discount for all military personnel. Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
To stand here and see American Freedom Network, and we have Maureen calling in, and of course,
all right,
line.
Thank you.
Our number is 877. Up our number is 877-254-7524. If you'd like to call in, 877-254-7524. But she was talking about another patriotic radio station there in Colorado, but of course, these people believe that the salvation for America is the Republican Party. And basically, you must understand that is what they want you to believe. They want you to believe right-left. And it's sort of like that wonderful book we carry on the control of the media, written by a left-wing professor. The book is magnificent. It's called New Media Monopoly, and everyone should get that book and read it, because he lays out exactly how the media is controlled, what they do. And you can get that by calling my 800 number, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. But Professor Ben Bagdikian, who wrote the book, is a left-winger, and he thinks the right-wing controls the media. Most right-wingers think the left-wing controls the media without the understanding there's a little group that isn't either right or left. They just control both sides of the political spectrum. Maureen, you go right ahead.
All right. Thank you so much for this time, Dr. Stan. I've been praying for it, and I appreciate it. This is very important, and it's cogent. The Republican Party establishment, who the young liberty people here do not understand that they are the Republican establishment, has run a course here on the U.S. Constitution, which is really good, and these people have come through it very well. They're very well versed in the Constitution, which I am also, having taught it for 50 years. Well, anyway, they have then taught these people that, as I say, the salvation is in the Republican Party, salvation of the country. Well, of course, it is not. They have not told anybody about. They have told these students, and I say young, I mean young in the liberty movement. They're not all young people. There are lawyers and other people, professionals and so forth, and very well positioned in business and professions and so forth. And I think they have recruited them, whatever, and they are running them through a mill, and they have taught them that they are the new salvation, that these young professionals are the new salvation of Colorado. They didn't tell anybody that about you, about your work, about anybody in Colorado who has already been working for liberty. They have just kept them totally in the dark. This is an absolutely evil work. It's just absolutely, you can tell from my
indeed,
voice.
But they are ingenious, Maureen. They know
pardon
exactly
me?
How to manipulate us. And 90% of what they say is true. But unless you understand the this little clique of extremely powerful people who control both political parties and the right and the left and the media, why, of course, you can't understand what's really going on. Basically, they believe, you know, that America is trying to keep peace in the world. We don't, we do not need 800 to 1,000 military bases to protect America and preserve peace. That is to dominate the world, and that's what it's all about. America is trying to dominate the world. Fortunately, there are forces developing throughout the world in opposition to this. And, of course, this is why I believe that this war is going to have a devastating effect on America. So right ahead.
I spoke with a man named Mark Baisley, who is the vice chairman of the Republican Party in Colorado, and he's waking up. His name is Mark Baisley, and I will be giving him your book that I have in my possession. And he spoke this morning on this radio station, this other radio station, on good and evil. And as I say, he's read John Locke, and I called him this morning and praised him for reading John Locke and so forth. And he seems he's been with NASA for quite some time, and an intelligent man. If we can de-brainwash these people from Republican brainwashing, to be redundant, we might have a real chance here in Colorado. I've also will be giving your book to Jill Vecchio, whom you know. In fact, I'm the one that told you about Jill Vecchio. She's gained quite a bit of prominence, Dr. Jill Vecchio, on her expertise in Obamacare. And I will be giving her your book because she doesn't know any of this either. And I don't know whether to recommend that you speak with her about it. I will be giving her your book. I have, I'm very near the radio station. I'm going to place your book with all of these people individually and, do what I can. Do you have any suggestions to how to go at this further?
Well, no. Basically, what you have to do is simply ask people, do you understand that the media in America is totally controlled by six major corporations? Most people have no idea. Refer them to that book, The New Media Monopoly, and explain to them, I mean, to certainly memorize the six corporations, and explain that most of what the average person in America believes is not true. And of course, this goes back to the educational system. What they've been educated in is all sorts of lies. And that America, and point out the fact that America's military and financial power is being used today to bring about a world government. Our leaders are not loyal to America and preservation of freedom. They want this centralization of power, and of course they are the ones who are going to be running the world. And then of course if you talk to someone who's a Christian, certainly they should begin to understand that this has always been the goal of the dark forces that rule the world. There are satanic forces. They suggest that there is a spiritual battle, that this is really a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. And you can only understand what's going on if you understand that this very, very small, well-organized, well-financed group is intent upon taking over the entire world. And ask yourself, just ask them, why do you think we have our troops stationed in 130 nations? Why do we have 800 to 1,000 military bases throughout the world? Do we really need those to defend America? And then, of course, they're going to say, well, no, we need to defend ourselves against the Russians. And then point out that it was wealthy Americans who financed communism from its inception in 1917. It was the United States that turned China over to the communists in 1949. And we are still working closely with the Chinese communist leader. We are still working closely with the Russians. And they say, well, it looks like we're going to go to war with them. And just point out, look, all of the wars are contrived. Vietnam, we financed the North Vietnamese altering the war so that they would be able to fight the war. I mean, if we hadn't been giving money to Russia and North Vietnam, they never could have maintained the war. We could have won the war in a week, in 6 weeks, simply by invading North Vietnam. We were not allowed to. And any more than Sidney Netanyahu, when asked why recently he didn't simply turn off electricity and gas and water to Gaza so they didn't have to attack, he said the lawyers wouldn't let him. So instead of that, they've gone in and killed, you know, hundreds of Palestinians and probably thousands of time before this is over. But all of these wars are totally contrived. And we must get people to understand that. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But, Maureen, I hope those suggestions will help you, talking to people. Try to get them to understand the media is controlled, and most of what they learned in school and most of what they get through the media today just is not true.
Dr. Stan, are you... Dr. Stan?
Right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Thank you. And we have another caller on the line.
Dr. Stan, I have something else I'd like to say that's important.
Okay, go ahead.
There are hundreds of liberty-longing people here in Colorado who have gathered into Tea Party groups, and this Tea Party... All of these people, all of their energies, all of their money, all of their efforts and time are being harnessed by the Republican Party. We
sure.
need to have help here in Colorado to get this thing stopped.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Maureen. And who else is calling in?
Yeah, Bradley Dean here, Stan.
Okay, fine. Bradley, it's so good to have you with us. I wanted our listeners to hear your message because I've enjoyed it on our other programs, and go right ahead.
Well, interestingly enough, we do, on my end, my ministry does over 350 high schools in 24 different states, and we reach out to colleges as well. And one of the things that we really highlight is what's going on in the public education system. We know that the federal government is violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. In other words, they have no business in the educational scheme concerning state affairs. And we also realize that William Bennett, who was the Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan, who rightly said the longer that students stay in public schools, in essence, the stupider they get. And when we look at his statement and we look at the facts, you can see that the apple didn't fall too far from the tree, because we see that over 700,000 students every year in this school, in this country, that come out of the school system, that graduate public schools, that they can't even read their own graduation diplomas. And we know that there's a lot of uproar right now concerning what's going on in public schools, concerning Common Core, and rightly so. But we need to keep in mind that we just got to go back in history just a little bit to understand what's really going back. And when we can see from our history concerning what our forefathers established and who we have become today, you can see it's a complete contradiction in every sense of the word. Because we see Muslim indoctrination in public schools, which contradicts everything who we are as a Christian nation, and that's what I'm going to exemplify in just a couple minutes here. But if I can go back to international baccalaureate, that is a global educational scheme that they have contrived in 1968 in this country, for those that did not know. And some of the topics that they actually teach in public schools, for example, is earth worship. They teach evolution. They teach socialized medicine, world government, animal rights, animals seen as brothers and sisters, redistribution of American wealth to other nations, as well as contraception and reproductive health, legal abortions, in other words, friends, debt forgiveness to third world nations, we're seeing this all day long, adoption of the gay rights agenda, by the way, this is a global initiative here, friends, elimination of the right to bear arms, again, a global initiative, and then they also want to set aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. Now, that's what they're teaching in public schools in this country through a program called International Baccalaureate. And the good news here, friends, is the fact that this is just the beginning. I believe that there's 1,500 schools in the United States of America that are actually teaching International Baccalaureate at this point. So we still have the freedom to right the wrongs. We still have the power to stand up and shut this down. I also want to I also want the listeners to understand that if you want to change a nation, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to change the educational scheme. You're going to have to indoctrinate the new generation. And the American people, namely the older generation, are trying to figure out why this administration is going after the young people. He's going after the young people because he means what he said when he said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. And that's exactly what he's been doing illegally for 6 years. So, again, let me just contradict everything that they're attempting to teach you today, but let me put it in a positive light. And what I want to do is I want to show you the intellect, the understanding, and also the doctrines of our forefathers, which for the most people don't know because they've never taken the time to actually know their history. For example, Abraham Lincoln said that the philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next. And what I'll do in just a couple minutes, I'll go over to the models concerning our colleges and what the directives were to the students in public schools, mainly to the colleges. But before I do that, again, what I want to do is I want to show you the intellectual level of our forefathers, and we'll just highlight a few of them.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Jensen Arms takes this special time to salute the men and women in uniform who have answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve, as they have fought hard to restore peace around the world. American troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. This message is sponsored by Jensen Arms, where they're working proudly with this station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms, who says keep your radio tuned right here.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Stand here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Bradley Dean. And, there was a mix-up as far as the Central Time is concerned. He lives in Central Time. And he was coming on, he thought it was the next hour. Under any circumstances, let's go right ahead because we're talking certainly about the foundation of America.
Well, going back to our foundation of America, we can look at the intellectual. We hear about how stupid, in many cases, the revisionists have attempted to make our forefathers out to be, when in fact the opposite is exactly true. When we look at Charles Carroll, who was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, it's interesting, friends, that he actually entered college at the age of 10 years old. When we look at Fisher Ames, who was the architect of the First Amendment along with George Washington, he entered Harvard at the age of 12 years old. When we look at Benjamin Rush, Dr. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, he graduated Princeton at the age of 14 years old. When we look at John Trumbull, law students under John Adams, justice in Connecticut Supreme Court, he read through the Bible at the age of 4 years old. Isn't it interesting when you contrast that with what you're seeing in America? It seems like the American people expect their kids to grow up at the age of 25. Yet when we go back to the foundations of our country, we can see that our forefathers themselves actually had the intellect to read the Bible at the age of 4 years old and get through it. As a matter of fact, John Trumbull was such an intellectual young man. At the age of 4 years old, he'd been a minister in a Greek contest at age six. He passed Yale entrance exam at 7.5 years old. His parents held him out of college till the age of 13. Wow. Folks, we're talking about our forefathers here. Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States, he was a soldier in the American Revolution at the age of 12 years old, and he was also a prisoner of war under the British. We're talking about our president. John Quincy Adams, the son of John Adams, he was the sixth president of the United States. He performed drills with Minutemen at the age of 8 years old. He received congressional appointments to be secretary to ambassador to the court of Catherine the Great in Russia at the age of 14 years old, friends. Talking about the intellect of our forefathers. William Livingston, signer of the Constitution, he lived as a missionary to the Indians at age 14. And then if we go to James Ivedell, he was a Supreme Court justice, appointed to public office in North Carolina to oversee finances at the age of 17 years old, friends. Well, you got to ask yourself, well, what were these kids taught in public schools? Well, let me make one more point, and then I'll get over to that so you can understand who you are foundationally. The spelling words for the elementary schools during the Revolutionary War, the time of our founding, friends, these are spelling words for the elementary children in public schools in America during the Revolution. Contumelious, ichthyology, bronchotomy, loquacious, mendacity, armigerous, vertiginous, oligenious, ankinthemous. And these are words that kids understood, because if you go back again to Noah Webster, the one that authored Webster's Dictionary in 1828, you open up the Bible, you may as well call it the Bible in so many words, because it was lined up, it was in alliance with the Word of God from A to Z. But interestingly enough, you open up that Webster's 1828, friends, and what do you see? It says that Noah Webster taught millions to read and not one sin. And if you understand what sin is, it's 1 John 3:4, sin is the transgression of God's moral law. Now, going back to Noah Webster, he said the education of youth should be watched with the most scrupulous intention. It is much easier to introduce an establishment of an effectual system than to correct by penal statutes the ill effects of a bad system. He said the education of youth lays a foundation on which law and gospel rest for success. So what are their proven elements of sound education in America? Well, they established it. Number one, Christianity, religion. And then number two, what is the fruit of Christ? It's morality, knowledge, and it was instilled at home, schools, and the such. Now, going back to what was it that these forefathers were actually taught that they were so smart? Why were they so intellectual? Why did they understand government? They just had a history. They were a plethora of knowledge, each and every one of them. Well, when you go back to a guy named William Holmes McGuffey, he was the university president, professor. His readers sold over 122 million copies of the first 75 years, and McGuffey had been titled the schoolmaster of the nation. Interestingly enough, friends, that is actually Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster, that we might bring men unto Christ. First grade questions in schools in America is, what is the fifth commandment? These are first grade questions in America, friends. What is required in the Fifth Commandment? What is forbidden in the Fifth Commandment? We know that the Fifth Commandment is honor your father and your mother. The fourth question is, what is the reason annexed to the Fifth Commandment? So again, going back to the McGuffey Reader, these were the questions that were being asked to the children in public schools in this country again. Now, when we look at some of the things that were taught, we can go to his lesson books. Again, friends, keep in mind, this is America. This is who we are. This is what our founders established. McGuffey's lessons books taught such lessons as the character of Jesus Christ, the Golden Rule, extract from the Sermon on the Mount, Solomon's wise choice, the goodness of God, gospel invitation, Christian light and hope, awake to Zion, and on prayer. Now, friends, what we have allowed is the Supreme Court to commit an oligarchy in 1962 to say all that other stuff that used to be taught to kids in public schools in America, we don't want it anymore. They voted in favor of 3% of the population, friends. And it doesn't matter, by the way, if 100% voted against who we are. We're ruled by law in this country, not opinion. Read Article 4, Section 4. You can see that we have a constitutional republic. And John Adams, the second president of the United States, rightly said that we are an empire of laws in this country. So again, keep in mind, we're not ruled by opinion. We're ruled by law. And who is the lawgiver? Who is our creator? Well, he is the God of the Mosaic Institution, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Also keep in mind, friends, that it was Martin Luther, the great reformer, who said, I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. He said, every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently and impress them on the young students, that they are wide gates to hell. Is that exactly what the students in this country used to know? Of course it is, all the way up until 1962. As I said, the Supreme Court committed an oligarchy where few rule over many. They said, let's remove prayer from public schools in 1962. And friends, when you look at that, you have to really keep in mind that the Supreme Court, they swear an oath with their hand on the Bible to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So in other words, they violated their oath. Folks, that's called treachery. They're not faithful in their own oaths. But here again, friends, we can't stand down when we should have stood up. All the way up until 1962, we know that across the country, Moses and the Ten Commandments was posted in public schools. We also know, I have a book right in my office here, that in 1946 in Texas, you used to have to graduate Bible schools or Bible courses, I'm sorry, before you could actually graduate public schools in this country. And everywhere and anywhere you could pray to Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, you started out that way in many schools across the country. And by the way, friends, just a side note, you've never lost the right.
Back to this open air with Bradley D, the chair of the American Christian.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Bradley Dean. Bradley, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and get your excellent information.
Well, if you'd like to see what we've done in public schools across the country, friends, we not only show you the problem, but we also give you the answer. If you'd like to get a five-part documentary series called My War, you can check that out on youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, and as well, we're on the radio 6 days a week. And if you'd like to listen to us, it's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, fine. You go right ahead then with your discussion of the Christian Foundation of America, a Christian foundation that has been lost.
Well, I talked a little bit about how smart our forefathers were, and obviously it's the opposite of what we're being told about our forefathers. We're told that they're deists and all this other stuff. Well, it's interesting that 25 of the 56 signers actually had seminary degrees, and Thomas Paine, who was a part of the founders' pack, was over in France actually rebuking scientists who were attempting to take praise unto themselves that belonged unto God. And we also know that during the Revolutionary War, the flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. But let me get back to what I was talking about. Just so you understand, friends, this is a Christian nation. We are based off of common law. When you look at the Declaration of Independence, we can see that we derive our rights from our Creator. Matter of fact, God's name is invoked on several different occasions in the Declaration of Independence, three times to be exact. If you go to the documentation that was preceded before the Declaration of Independence, it was actually called the Mayflower Compact. And friends, let me tell you what, it smacks of the pulpit strongly. It's like giving a kid too much chocolate. But if you're hungry, chocolate's always good. So check out the Mayflower Compact as well. And going back to our foundations, we can also understand that our Constitution and religion are the two sciences that run together. So in other words, you go back to the Declaration of Independence, that's to come, that is something that, that would be considered our seedbed, which is based off of common law, and common law is based off of God's moral law. Just laying a little foundation for you. Let's go up to the colleges really quick. What were the colleges like concerning the times of our founders? Well, if you go over to Harvard, I'll just skim through these as quick as I can. I know that we're in our last segment here. Harvard was started by the Congregationalists for training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when you look at the mottos of Harvard, it was for Christ and for the church. And it was for the glory of Christ. Matter of fact, Harvard's directive to students were, let every student be plainly instructed and consider well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus, which is eternal life, John 17:3, and therefore to lay Christ in the bottom as the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. It continues, everyone shall so exercise himself in reading the scriptures twice a day that he shall be ready to give such an account of his proficiency therein. But again, friends, we didn't know this. It's right in front of our faces. As a matter of fact, the motto is still posted on Harvard. And that's all we have to do is look. Again, it's right in front of our faces. Let's go over to Yale real quick. Well, Yale was also started by Congregationalists for training ministers of, guess what, friends? The gospel of Jesus Christ. Yale's admonishments to students were, above all, have an eye to the great end of all of your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of his God, to his Son in Jesus Christ. Yale's requirements were all scholars are to live a religious and a blameless life according to the rules of God's word, diligently reading the Holy Scriptures and constantly attending all the duties of religion. Listen to this, friends. What about Princeton? Well, Princeton was started by Presbyterians to train ministers of, guess what? The gospel of Jesus Christ. John Witherspoon, who was the president of Princeton University, and he was also a signer of the Declaration of Independence, this is what he required of his students. Every student shall attend worship in the college hall morning and evening, and shall attend public worship on the Sabbath. He said there shall be assigned to each class certain exercises for their religious instructions, and no student belonging to any class shall neglect them. And I'll make one more point, just so you understand, friends, again, who we are, so therefore you know how to go forward. When you look at, in 1860, let me take you back to 1860, out of the 262 of the 288 college presidents in the United States of America, 262 of the 288 presidents were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Over one-third of all faculty concerning the colleges were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In 1890, they did a survey of state universities conducted by James Angell. He was the president of the University of Vermont and the University of Michigan. And they found that over 90% of all colleges in America had chapel services, church services, friends. And 50% had compulsory chapel. 25% were required to church attendance on a consistent basis. But again, when we begin to look at what we're being told today, it's completely contrary. But again, friends, when we look at those that are attacking who we are, we have to understand they're the ones violating our constitutional law. They are the ones violating our rights that God gave us, the state did not. And we need to know our place as to who we are in this country. And we need to stand our ground, because my Bible tells me, friends, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And we're actually to dispossess, not by force, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. We are to lawfully take our ground, and the ground is ours from coast to coast, friends. So we need to stand up and take it back. And I like saying this at the end of every radio program that I do, because people do need to understand that God is willing to give us what we're willing to fight for. And he's never failed us. He hasn't changed. The American people have changed. I'd shared last night on a radio interview that when I'm doing tea parties, churches, schools, whatever the case might be, I'll ask the populace how many are Christians in this particular room. And without fail, almost every hand goes up in the rooms. And I'll ask them, I'll say, so you guys are Christians? And they'll say, yeah. And then I'll say, how many of you can name three of the Ten Commandments? And I'll see maybe three to five hands go up in a room of 200 to 300 people. And it's like, wait a second. Okay, so we have 78% of the population in America that claims their Christianity, but yet they can't name three of God's commandments. They don't even know God's government. They don't understand God's government. They can't identify God's government. And then the church in America wonders why there's no distinction between the church and the world, and why statistically the church is just as bad as the world is. And case in point, friends, is the fact is that culture is now changing the professed church in America rather than the church by the power of the Holy Ghost changing the world. We're called to change the world. We're called to be the light of the world. We're not to compromise, and we are also called to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. But we're not going to be able to do that until we first know the Word of God. And it was Jesus that said, he that abideth in me ought himself also to walk even as I walked. And he also said, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So we need to make this.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself.
With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The United States was founded by Christians as a Christian nation. On four separate occasions, the Supreme Court has held that America is a Christian nation. Then why are we suddenly in the situation we are today? Why, very simply, a subversive group controlled by government. And if we can take America back, or we can sit back and see this nation destroyed, we can see chaos. We know that they're planning on that. That's why they militarized the police. Well, that's why they're buying all sorts of automatic weapons for our police. That's why they're laying in large supplies of food. Well, that's certainly why they have the Doomsday Seed Bank. So they will be able to utilize that when they start in all over again. That's why they have their underground facilities, over 100 of them. And certainly you can look at Jesse Ventura, Alex Jones. They went into the underground facilities. These people know that a major cataclysmic event is coming, because they've destroyed the foundation of this country. Well, we need to begin to organize locally, and you need there in Colorado to begin to organize locally to take control of your local government so that you can have law and order. There's going to be, certainly in the major cities, there's going to be total disruption. There's going to be lawlessness. There's going to be a breakdown in the structure of society. And whether that will be because of the war, because of the electromagnetic pulse attack that will wipe out certainly the electronics and the ability of our local function, local government to survive. But you need to start making your plans today. Try to find other people who agree with you, hold meetings, lay in supplies so that you and your friends at least have adequate food and medical supplies, and lay in medical supplies. Be prepared to defend yourself and your neighbors. But this is the time we have, how long we have. I do not know. As I pointed out earlier in the program, we are going to have a war. It's not a matter of if, but when. And they're preparing the minds of the American people to hate Putin, to hate Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, Putin, as it comes to the KGB, he works very closely with our intelligence agencies. And you say, well, if that's the case, then why would you have a war? Why so that you can disrupt society and so that you can expand the power of government and so you can kill large numbers of people, because there really is a population control agenda. There really is a eugenic plan. And behind this, all you have to do is go to the Revelation 6:8 in the scriptures. Read Revelation 6:8 about what they tell you. I certainly with the right with what is going to happen, and basically with the rider of the pale horse. Why we're moving into a quarter of the population of the world is going to be destroyed. These things are not imaginary, they're real. Begin making plans for them, but you're going to need your help, you're going to need support, and you need to have preparation so that when these things come, you will be able to survive and hopefully help yourself. But if you can get a group together and then plan on what